And we're back.
Ha! Let's get it!
The boys are back.
Definitely.
CNC Football Podcast coming at you with a pre-draft podcast. CNC Football's back. We're here with our new friends here at No More Heroes Media, hooking us up, and we're in this beautiful studio, much different than our respective apartments.
Nice equipment. I remember we was on the crate box.
It was bad. Our respective girlfriends just making noises in the background.
And, dogs running around.
Pets, all that. So
we official.
We are. We're here. So we're going to get to you real quick. Draft in a few days. We couldn't be more excited. So what we're going to do is Carl's going to name off some of the teams in the division, and I'm just going to talk about most realistic first-round pick needs. So not everyone's going to get Myles Garrett. We're going to change it up a little bit. But again, follow us on Instagram, CNC Football Podcast. Twitter will be up there too, CNC Football Podcast. We'll be more active, and you'll have to be hearing more from us soon. But let's get it underway. Carl, what's going on in the AFC?
AFC West. Let's talk about the Denver Broncos, man. Let's talk about the few losses that they had in DeMarcus Ware retirement. What do you think about that? You think it's going to be huge for the defensive line?
It definitely hurts. They've been drafting really well, though, and they still have Shane Ray, who's going to come in and pick up some of that slack.
But they also lost Sylvester Williams.
They did.
To the Tennessee Titans.
I don't trust a man named Sylvester, so I'm not worried about that.
He's a beast, though.
No, he is, but what I'm really worried about for this team is their offensive line. It seems like they've just been shuffling players left and right, and I think for the first round, what they should do in a really weak offensive line class is pull the trigger on Cam Robinson, big boy from Alabama. He'll be there when they pick at, I think they're at 20. Yeah, they're at 20. So I really like him for that pick, 'cause I think he'll slide in. You can play guard or tackle and really help them, because they've been struggling. Remember last year Russell Okung tried to make his own. They did, but he tried to sign his own contract. He was awful. Ryan Clady, he couldn't stay healthy. So, like, you start drafting players, and this is how you build success again.
Okay, I want to talk about that Russell, though. You said he tried to sign his own contract, but now he's, like, one of the highest-paid linemen, offensive linemen.
I think he hired an agent. He learned his lesson from that.
Exactly. But with the Broncos on the offensive side, on the offensive line side, they added Ronald Leary from Dallas. Yeah, he was seldomly used over there. He's good, though.
He is good.
So, but and they also added Malik Watson from Oakland.
Yeah. Now, those are two really good pickups, but you got to do even more, especially because their quarterback situation is shaky, to say the best.
That for me,
yeah,
I think that's their biggest need, and they didn't address it by getting any like veteran players.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot because they drafted Paxton Lynch last year in the first round. He's not ready.
Agreed.
Trevor Siemian is a 7th round pick. He's okay, but he's not going to take you to the next level. And the AFC is so weak right now that the Patriots, like, look, let's be honest with ourselves here. No one wants to see them win another fucking Super Bowl less than me. But right now, like, just the way that it's set up and the way that it's going to look with the additions they've made and how the AFC, the rest of it, has not done anything else to really, like, threaten them.
I agree.
They're going to cakewalk again. They're going to see another, like, corny, like, 8th round quarterback, like, in the first 2 rounds and then be in the Super Bowl before you know it. But fuck it. Who else we got in the AFC West?
Oh, man, let's talk about the newly LA Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like I said, with Denver losing Russell Okung, he went to the Chargers.
Yeah, no, that's good,
too. How do
you
feel about that?
I love that, because Phillip Rivers has always been, like, I feel like he's always under pressure. So they've drafted really well recently. Mm-hmm. They have the 7th pick, so there's going to be some talent there. What I like for them and what I think they should really do is they've been plugging away at that defense. They got Joey Bosa. He's looking like a stud. I think you have to get Malik Hooker, the free safety from Ohio State. You put him back there. He's rangy. With the pressure that Bosa causes, he should have a lot of balls that are rushed in the air, and he'll be able to get a lot of interceptions.
Really?
He'll be a monster at Ohio State.
Safety. That's what you think.
Nah, man, this is a safety-heavy draft, and I think that what they need to do is, like,
but you realize they're transitioning to a 4-3.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So they need more help on the line.
And again, Wade Phillips, too. No, that Wade Phillips went to other LA team, my bad. No, but I agree. I think that having a bunch of different positions would help. They could go receiver as well.
They definitely need that. Yeah. You saw what happened with Keenan Allen, how they just and they lost Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, they did. They lost Danny Woodhead. But like,
and Phillip Rivers' numbers are way better with Danny Woodhead. So without him, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, man. I don't want a running back that early. I think Hooker will help make it work. But I could see them doing a McCaffrey, too, another pass-catching running back. I could see that happening also. If I was running the team.
You think Christian goes that high?
The thing about him is that he's versatile. And Leonard Fournette, he's it's so obvious when he comes in what's going to happen because he's a two down back. He can't catch. He needs a fullback. So if he's in the game, it's not like, oh, what's he going to do? Is he going to a receiver? No, he's going to, they're going to fucking hand it to him up the middle. He's a monster. So he's going to go for 10. He's going to have a good career, but he's going to be like Todd Gurley. And what worries me about him is that he's going to get hurt because he has so much tread on his tire. So I don't know. I don't believe in him as a prospect, but I think Chargers should go defense to kind of solidify that thing. They've been drafting well.
But if you put Fournette in a team where he's not the only offensive weapon, then I think he'll do fine.
No, that's true. I mean, he'll
Todd Gurley's the only weapon in the Rams.
That's a good point. I don't know, man. For this team, I think they're close. I think this is a division that's going to be a lot closer than people think right now. I don't think there's like one clear cut. I don't believe in anyone to take this right away, including the next team who's up. Well, I know we have some fans who listen who care heavy for
them. Let's talk about the KFC.
Oh, man.
The Chiefs, man. Let's talk about the Chiefs.
Most, like, overrated good team I've ever seen. Because, like,
how do you feel about them losing Dontari Poe? Big boy Poe. Especially to the Falcons.
Yeah, that's bad, and that's a great pickup for the Falcons, too. And that's going to hurt their run defense. But they had some dude named Chris Jones is his name, I think.
And they added Benny Logan.
Yeah, no, I like that, too. I think those are two
But I don't think that's enough to fill in that void from Poe.
There's not too many people that are like 350 and can rush the passer like Dontari Poe.
So that's what I think their biggest need is. What about you?
You know, I think you can go a few different places.
Especially the backfield. The defensive backfield.
Defensive backfield, definitely need some help. They're pretty young back there, but you could always put some more cornerbacks, some X up with Marcus Peters. No one else outside of that really helped out. I'd like to go linebacker for them too. I think there's a few players they could address.
Oh yeah, Derek Johnson needs some help.
I think that, you know, they could really get some new youth in there too. Tamba Ali and Justin Houston are both getting up there. They're both getting hurt a lot too. So you look at players that are going to last a little bit later in the rounds, and some players with some off the field issues too. Maybe like Tim Williams, who is like, it kind of reminds me of Shane Ray a few years ago. All the talent should have went top five, but off the field issues are holding him back.
Yeah,
I think he'd be a monster there. So I like Tim Williams a lot. If you're going to go cornerbacks that are going to last that long, you got to look at like your Tre'Davious Whites from LSU.
Okay.
You got to look at Gary and Conley from Ohio State. It sucks because when you're good, you have to pick later in the first round. So like all the really top players are going to start falling, but I think that's a good pick for them.
Last but not least, the Oakland Raiders, the guys who always seem to fall apart second half of the season, just messed me up in fantasy, man. Just killed me.
Yeah, no, they weren't good for anyone.
It was unfortunate like Derek Carr had to go out with that type of injury, but they couldn't do anything with it, but I'm happy to see that the Raiders are back. I love it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about signing of Cordell Patterson, Jared Cook, and Marshall Newhouse?
I love Cook to that team.
I think that's a sneaky pick.
I think it is, too, because they haven't really gotten that much from the tight end position. I think that they were waiting for Clive Warford to take the next step, and he never did it. Yeah. And Michael Revere before that. I know Revere left recently. What I'm concerned about is Latavius Murray leaving, and now they're relying on those two younger running backs.
That's what I was thinking. They don't really have a big back to run between the tackles.
Yeah.
But if you watched them during the season, the other backs were – Jalen Richard and them was doing like crazy good.
They're really good.
They were hitting the holes.
They are
for small backs.
No, they were definitely aggressive, and I think the offense is gonna be really fun to watch. You can go so many different directions with this team. Their offensive line is like, other than the Cowboys, probably the best in the NFL. I think that what you want to look for them is a running back, like you said, and for me, what pops up to me is players that are going to fall, like we just said, players who are later in the first round. And someone who I think is falling pretty quickly but still obviously talented is Dalvin Cook.
Okay, I keep hearing noise about Marshawn going over there. What's that about?
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll see. It seems like he wants to go over there while they're still in Oakland for another 2 years, so I think that'd be a good fit as well. But
They're staying for 2 years.
Yeah, because the stadium has to get built in Vegas, so it's not ready yet.
So it makes sense if he goes to his hometown team.
But let's be real, too. Marshawn wasn't that great his last season. He had a lot of tread on his tires.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it! Stop it!
Bringing him back and relying on like almost a 32-year-old running back who spent the past season just probably like doing so many edibles. Marshawn gets high as hell. Like, just look at this guy. Like, eating mad Skittles. Like, he's probably a little like chubby now and just like chilling and enjoying his like retirement. I could see him going in there and like scoring a few touchdowns, but expecting him to be anything else isn't realistic in my opinion.
I don't think they need much out of him because they got those other two backs like we mentioned before.
No, those are good guys. I think you could also go cornerback still.
Because they definitely lost DJ Hayden.
They did, and they whiffed at that position a few times too. So you want to see them have some more youth. Front sevens. So good. So just let that keep going. There's not too many holes. I think they're going to be the AFC contenders in a few years. Once Brady's done, they're going to be next in line.
But
they
let Malcolm Butler, the linebacker, Malcolm.
Oh, The guy from the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. Was it Malcolm Butler? Was it Malcolm?
Nah, it's Malcolm Smith. Malcolm Smith.
Yeah, there Malcolm Smith. Yeah, they let him go to the 49ers.
They did, but I mean, if you look at like nerdy PFF numbers like I do, like he wasn't that. he was a worse pass covering linebacker in the NFL. So, I mean, you could go linebacker two for them. Hassan Riddick will probably be there. Jared Davis from Florida too. There's a bunch of different directions he'll go.
Okay.
I think that this is the kind of thing where you can pick for need for them because they have so many things that are already solidified. They just go for what can help them immediately. All right, so what do we got next? What division?
Oh, man, let's talk about the South.
Okay.
Oh, man, it hurts me to talk about the Colts, but they keep doing the same bullshit every year.
Mm-hmm.
They traded away Dwayne Allen.
Yep.
Okay.
To the fucking Patriots. The Patriots. What are they doing?
That's ridiculous. So now they're stuck with Jack Doyle. They made moves, but the moves that they made was like on the defensive side of the ball.
If only they had a former receiver that had.
So what are they planning to do with Luck?
They're going to kill him. You would have been quicker if they called up Marvin Harrison and said, like, I'll see him in the parking lot, because that would have got rid of him quicker, because right now they're slowly killing this guy with his offensive line. They're not addressing the defense, so they're putting him out there, and he's getting crushed. But the best thing that could have happened this offseason for the Colts is firing their GM, Ryan Grigson, because he was the worst at scouting. So what they're going to do, they've made some really good offseason acquisitions. They got Jabal Sheard, who I think is a really good pickup for them.
Defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, so that's why I want them to go in the draft, too. Just go strictly defense. You need
So just don't protect Luck? Just like, fuck it?
Look, there's nothing more they can do. I mean, this is a weak offensive line draft, too, so you address that later on. But right now, what you got to do is just load up the defense, because that'll help protect Luck too, is making sure he's not on the field all the time. So, what I recommend is getting Derek Barnett from Tennessee. You get another good player from Tennessee, like they got with Peyton. He broke Reggie White's sack record down there. Have him come in, add some speed and youth off the edge. They haven't had him in a while. I think, is Mathis retiring? If not, he should soon. So, like, they just need to have some new players in there and help make sure that they're going to finally get some playmakers on the other side of the ball, because it's been a minute for them to have someone new in there. So,
okay.
I think you got to go defense, just change things up. I remember last year when they needed offensive line, or 2 years ago when they got Philip Dorsett.
And you saw how early Luck got hurt. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
You saw how early he got hurt. So it's going to happen again if you don't address it. And you really think you're going to plug in rookies?
It's going to take years to fix his team. They're not ready just yet.
It was bad.
But the defense is really bad, too. I mean, you can go cornerback, too. Like, they don't have anyone other than Vontae. I think they really got to do a bunch on that team. So, I mean, they should start trading players for picks right now at this point. They need so much help.
All right, let's move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dark horse from last year. How do you feel about them, man?
New year, new me.
We heard that last year, folks.
Well, again, it's a newer me. For the Jaguars, everyone's favorite preseason pick. They need running back, obviously.
Yeah.
And they could take Fournette because they're the fourth overall pick, and I could see him falling to them. Cornerback looked pretty good. Their draft last year was really good. They also need a quarterback, though. So it's like, what are they going to do?
They need a quarterback?
Yeah, Bortles.
They need a quarterback?
Again.
They need a quarterback?
We're focused about right now. In 2017.
Okay.
It's like that meme.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm leaving all the baggage behind. Like, all the Bortle caping is behind me right now. So right, we're just moving on to new things. And they need a new quarterback, too. So I don't know if they pulled the trigger immediately. Mm-hmm. But if we're just being honest with themselves, and they're honest with themselves, they have a new coach. Bortles isn't it. Coughlin's running the show now, too. So he's going to want to make sure that they're doing everything right. It wouldn't shock me to see them take a quarterback. I think like a player like Deshaun Watson would be great there. Someone who's really like had success in a pro style system. I think he would help out.
But don't reach for that pick. You could probably get him in the second round.
He's not going to go in the. I don't know. He might. Talent wise, he should. Talent wise, he should go in the second round just because like the quarterbacks aren't that strong this year. But because he's a quarterback, he'll probably still go top 15.
Okay.
But quarterback, running back, those are two main ones. Offensive line could be touched up a little bit too. I don't know what they get. That was trash. They got someone that was really trash.
Earl Wofford?
No.
From the offensive line? That's what they signed?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of something different. But either way, I'm always mad at the Jaguars because I always pick them. And they never do it. I like Jalen Ramsey a lot, though. And he's a really good player.
They Miles got Jackson. Somebody to go on the opposite side of him, AJ.
Yeah, they did. AJ Boulay spent a lot of money. They spend money every year, so I think that could be another solid
pick.
And
they also added Barry Church, safety.
They did, but they just got to keep plugging away and address two most important skill positions on offense because they have Allen Robinson, they have Hearns.
Mm-hmm.
Get a running back, get a quarterback, and let's start scoring points because it's just – the time's wasting right now.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about them Texans.
Yeah.
Let's talk about them Texans. Letting go of Brock already?
I respect that move. They're going to get criticized for that, but like they knew a year in it wasn't for them. Signing a quarterback without ever meeting him and giving him a $70 million contract is unheard of, so they deserve all their lack of success. But the rest of the team is there. We saw Clowney really take that next step and be elite.
But they lost AJ.
They did.
How's the rest of the team? They just lost one of their best defensive players.
They did, but they're also getting back JJ. So they're going to have like enough players in there in the defense. And
with a couple of the, like,
JJ,
their top best players on defense have injury.
No, they definitely do. But they've never had healthy JJ and good Clowney playing together.
Okay.
And I think having those two together at like an elite level would really be interesting. So. But you said at the beginning, it all starts at the top. All starts at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they need to do. So my favorite player in the draft, I hope they get, is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Texas Tech, Texas boy staying in there. Just a gunslinger. You put him back there throwing a Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins. I think that'll be really fun to watch. So I hope they pull the trigger. But who knows? Who knows whether they think maybe Tom Savage will do it. I don't believe in it. But I think that they should absolutely go quarterback. And every other position other than that, secondary. You can get another cornerback as well, and that would definitely help. But you can get cornerbacks later in the round. You're not going to win without a quarterback.
Yeah.
And the AFC, that'll take you the next step because everything else is there.
We saw what they did. They went to the playoffs without a quarterback.
They should have won that game against the Patriots.
Brock Osweiler wasn't good all season. I don't care.
Yeah.
I had faith in him, but you know, he just didn't show up.
He's trash. And he was so good in the preseason, too. Everyone overdrafted him in fantasy.
Definitely.
All right, last up, who was left?
The Tennessee Titans. I definitely had them going, like, faring well last year, and that's exactly what they did. Kudos to them. And I think they're going to take another step this year. They made a lot of key acquisitions. Logan Ryan, for one.
I like that a lot.
They got Sylvester Williams to line up.
Okay.
To go with Jarrell Casey on that line. So that's some big boys right there. And they got Jonathan Seaprin from... You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they did. That's good to always take a player from the division, too. Yeah. I love Logan Ryan of that team because that secondary definitely needed it, and that's what they need more of. They need cornerbacks, and they need receivers in the worst way. They also got rid of McCourty, too, so there's an opening now in that starting position.
You know, they lost Chance, though. Chance Foreman.
Oh, yeah. That draft was so trash, man. Yeah, so offensive line, they could touch it up, too, but I don't even think he was starting last year, so I think they'll be okay. And their tackles, they knocked it out of the box. I was wrong about Jack Conklin. He was a great pick. So.
And they just said forget about it with Kendall Wright.
Yeah, I mean, they've been drafting so terribly for a while. Last few years, they've been getting it right, though. So I think this year what they'll do is they got the 5th pick and they got the 12th pick. Or it was 18th, excuse me. They have 5th and 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I think
they should do... trade?
Nah, because everyone wants to trade back, and I don't think anyone wants to trade up, really. There's no one really to trade up. It's like Myles Garrett's great.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterbacks are going to fall, and I think everyone kind of views the quarterbacks the same. So I think at 5, they take Mike Williams, or they take Marshawn Lattimore.
Okay.
Either one, a cornerback or receiver. Both are going to really help those teams and be instant starters the second they get drafted. The second position, so if they don't take a cornerback in the first pick, they take a cornerback in the second first-round pick. And same thing with receiver, too. I think those are the two positions they have to address. If they even double up at cornerback, I wouldn't be mad at them either.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be kind of cool and outside the box and really help them make a negative into a positive in a matter of one round of football. So I think that'd be sick, but I think the Titans are looking up this year.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it. Let's talk about what division.
North,
let's go. Cincinnati Bengals. This is an interesting team right here.
Yeah, man.
I don't think they have a championship window anymore.
Mm.
I think it's gone, man. It's gone. Like, they haven't won a playoff game with Dalton.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And Dalton's actually gotten a little bit better, too. But it seems like whenever they're at the next step, someone crucial gets hurt. So I really like that Dalton has improved his play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the defense anymore. I think the defense...
Don't like the offense. They lost Whitworth.
They did lose Whitworth. He was getting a little old, though, and that's good. But they drafted the offensive line recently, too. I think that won't be that big of a hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need another receiver to complement AJ.
What you talking about? Just re-signed Brandon LaFell. What you talking
Brandon
about?
Brandon LaFell is not, like, going to be another AJ, especially when you have, like, some of the players that let go of cooking. What they need most, though, is Tyler Eifert to stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's really holding everything back as well. So.
Yeah, but you can't rely on that. You got to add more pieces.
I definitely agree. And, you know, I think that they're in a position right now where they can address a few different things. They have a pretty early pick as well, so what they can do, I think they pick 9. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I didn't know it was that bad. So what they can do is they can get a defensive end to put with Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap and help make a good pass-rushing team again. They could get a linebacker. They got rid of Ray Maluga, who was really bad and started to really show off. Vontaze Burfict can't be relied on that much as a head case. So
yeah, he's a head
case. If you can get someone a little bit more reliable, I think that'd be helpful, too. And you could still get some players in the secondary also to help out. Darcus Dinard doesn't seem like he's a real deal. They re-signed Dre Kirkpatrick, but other than that, I think they could use some help also.
He can't even stay healthy.
He can't, and they let Reggie Nelson go last year too, so they could also use a safety. On top of that, like you said, they need a receiver too.
That's why I said their window is done, man.
Yeah, it's
tough.
That
window of opportunity is over, man.
It's really tough. For me, if I'm them...
So what do you do, though?
Well, what I would do is you need to get like your culture back for your team. And I think what Marvin Lewis is, he's not afraid to take players with a tattered past. He's brought in Pac-Man. He really helped bring them back that Bengals way. And they were a fierce team, even with Vontaze too. And both those players are starting to age or just not get good anymore. Mm-hmm. I think you get Reuben Foster from Alabama, who's another inside linebacker that help make sure that teams are afraid to go against them and talk shit and just really make sure that they'll fight too. And that toughness, you can see that. There's certain teams that you just – every time your team plays them, even if they're weak on offense, if they have a scary defense like the Ravens, the Steelers, teams that instill like a certain mentality, mm-hmm. that's an edge that not a lot of teams have. So I think they got to do something with that and address that.
Yeah. Next up, we got the Cleveland Browns, the team with I don't know how many quarterbacks, but yeah, they got Brock Osweiler. What do you think? You think he's going to make it?
Nah, I think so. This is interesting. And Cleveland's in a really cool position right now where – if they were any team other than the Cleveland Browns, I think they'd be in a position to change shit around. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they are. So what they do at number one overall is take the third best player in the past decade in Myles Garrett. Him with Jamie Collins, that defense is really fucking crazy now, especially in that front seven.
Two picks under 20?
Yep, and then they have another pick, and they have the 12th overall pick, and I think you got to go quarterback. You got to pull the trigger.
Cody, get out.
Nah,
get out.
You have
man,
to.
What are you talking
you have
about?
To, man.
No, they can't keep going quarterback. They can't keep going quarterback.
There's another team that plays in New York that does the same thing, and you can trot out as many late-round quarterbacks. It's not going to win. You need to go in the first round and commit to someone. And they've had... Look, Manziel sucked of what he did. Like, it wasn't that he was even that bad. It was just he's a head case. And they've had some bad luck, too. Brady Quinn, Eric, Tim Couch, fucking Brandon Whedon. Why don't you draft a 28-year-old? anyways, they've had some bad luck. But they got to keep reloading. And Hugh Jackson, he's someone who's really trying to turn things around there. They got Kenny Britt. They got some good players out
on
there.
On the offensive line, they got Kevin Zeitler from Cincinnati. Yeah. Who they lost to. They lost two key... Cincinnati lost two key linemen.
Yeah, Cincinnati screwed, man. Yeah. But nah, I think that the Browns right now, what you got to do, it'd be cool if they took Trubisky. I don't think he'd last at 12. He's from Ohio. I grew up a Browns fan. If not him, get Watson. Get one of the two.
So why would the Browns let Terrell Pryor walk for Kenny Britt? Like, come on.
He probably wanted too much money. I don't know.
So you don't pay the man? He single-handedly held that organization down last year.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I think he's going to be a problem with the NFC, too. I'm excited to see him in Washington. But nah, you got to go quarterback and pass rusher and just
can't
get
go
as many.
Quarterback. I'm sorry. I got to fight you on that one. Can't go quarterback. There's no way in hell you go quarterback.
I mean, what are you going to start? Cody Kessler? Like, there's no other option. You can't start Brock. He's not a legit player.
None of the quarterbacks in this draft is going to be franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, but you got to keep trying and see what you can do if surrounded with enough talent. I think that either way, they can't just ignore it. They have to draft someone. And they have enough picks where they're not going to get Garoppolo. Patriots aren't letting him go. So I think they have to just try and see what they can do.
Let's get it. Moving on, let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. They didn't really do anything crazy. So they're coming in with the same team. They have a lot of weapons offensively, and they have a good defense. So I don't know. Was it injuries, suspensions? Like, what happened? Why couldn't they bring it together?
They have a lot of weapons on paper. They have, like, 18 tight ends, but all of them are the same player. Like, they're all hurt, and they're all, like, well, be good for one or two touchdowns a season, but it's always a person you're not starting in fantasy or DraftKings.
I tell you what, though, they added Tony Jefferson to go with, help out Eric Weddle.
That's a good pickup a lot. Yeah. That's a really good pickup.
Tell you what.
What I like for them is cornerback. I think they're still missing in that position. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Smith isn't it. They've had some other players go on
Jimmy Smith, man. Playing fantasy, whoever receivers line up against Jimmy Smith, throw him out there.
You have to. So they got to look at like Quincy Wilson, players like that. Whoever falls, Trade if he's white, if he's there.
This is a deep class for DBs,
really,
too, right?
Really crazy. I mean, you're going to get players in the second and third round that you would get in the first and other draft just because there's so many. So I think this is a really good opportunity for them to make that negative into a positive and really start to, get back to that old school Ravens defense way because they have the pieces around it. Like you said, Weddle, Tony Jefferson, CJ Mosley, a lot of good players out there. They could also go pass rusher, too, because there'll be some pass rushers here as well. But nice. Yeah, I think this is a really critical draft for the Ravens to get back in the AFC North.
Let's go, man. let's talk about the best team in this division, man, in my opinion at least. Pittsburgh Steelers. I feel like they should have went far last year.
You want to talk about windows closing, man. Fucking Big Ben's talking about retiring soon.
Yeah, so that's really crazy. That came out of left wing, though.
They really got to make some noise in this draft, man, because right now the clock is ticking. Fucking Martavis needs to stay locked into a room. No more failed drug tests. Antonio, no more like weird shit. Like just Le'Veon, no more drugs. Like,
yeah, but you saying all that, but their best players like probably influencing him to do that.
That's probably true. They both need to chill out because right now they're really ruining the last years of Ben Roethlisberger being healthy. So what I would do for them is they're still a little young and not that good in the secondary. I would go Jabril Peppers. I like that fit for them. Get some like Troy Polamalu back for them as well. So I think that'd be a fit that they could use as well. But they got to hurry up because right now the clock is ticking and they are a legitimate team when they're healthy and all fully staffed who could beat the Patriots.
You think Martavis makes some noise coming back this year?
Hell yeah, man. Martavis is such a talent. It's just a matter of him staying on the field, not being in his own head. But like if he's on the field, he's going to make plays. He's a monster.
Let's get it. Let's talk about yo division, boy. The AFC East. Let's get it.
Okay.
Let's start with the Bills. Okay. How do you feel about that whole Tyrod Taylor?
I don't get it.
Fiasco.
I don't get it.
And then to just eventually bring him back.
I think.
But they restructured. After.
They did, but I think Tyrod's one of the more talented quarterbacks in this league. And just as a Jets fan, watching the Bills for so many years, they've had so many bad quarterbacks. Tyrod's the best thing they've had in like 20 years. And just to fuck with him like that, I don't get it. Like, this guy came to you for such a cheap contract. You put nothing around him. He's throwing to bums. Look at the receivers he's thrown to last year, like Greg Salas. Mm-hmm. Percy Harvin came out of retirement. That was his best receiver for a while. Mm-hmm. Sammy Watkins is hurt every other season. So,
and guess what they did in the offseason?
What?
They added no receivers.
Exactly.
They added no receivers. So what do they do?
What I like for them to do, I like them to get, and I think this could happen too because I think he lasted them, I would love for Mike Williams to go there and play with Sammy Watkins.
Really? You really think Mike Williams goes to the Buffalo?
I could see. I mean, he doesn't have a choice.
What pick are they?
They're pick 10. So I could see
that
happening.
Oh, yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, and he goes there. That changes everything. You put him and Sammy on the field together with Tyrod making plays.
That would be nuts.
You could get Shady out there, too, man. I love the prospect of this. Is such a fun offense to watch. Unfortunately, I don't think they make like a lot of
sense. Speaking of the offense, their best signing this offseason, Steven Hauschka.
Yeah.
They needed the kicker.
They definitely did. It's tough to kick in Buffalo,
special
too.
Special teams, man. They needed that.
That's important. But, no, I think they go receiver, and I think that really helps them, too. That's a glaring need.
Yeah, because they lost Robert Woods. Mm-hmm. And he was crazy.
They lost him.
He was their best receiver last year.
They let him go.
And they also lost Marquise Goodwin, so.
All right, cool. So who else we got in this fucking
And we're going to keep it moving after that. Let's talk about the Miami Dolphins, the playoff Miami Dolphins. Who called that?
We're having some technical difficulties over here. Carl's just...
Who called that?
Anyways, so we have the Miami Dolphins who, in spite of Ryan Tannehill, led by the brilliant coaching of Adam Gase, they ended up making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Obviously made a lot of noise. Oh, no, they didn't. They almost got Matt Moore killed. Dolphins are good, man. They have a few needs still.
Wait, Dolphins are what?
They're good.
Okay.
They're good. I think they're coached really well, and I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Especially adding Julius Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, they got they traded away Brandon Albert. So what do they do on the offense side of the ball?
Well, so their offensive line, I think, is in good shape because they got rid of Brandon Albert because they had Laremy Tunsil, who was pretty good last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could obviously use another running back just to kind of spell Jay Ajayi. Tight end still kind of a question mark in my opinion.
Even with Julius Thomas?
Julius Thomas wasn't good. That's why they let him go. Mm-hmm. I think that.
But he's teaming up with his coach again.
We'll see. I think that offense lives and breathes through Landry and Devontae Parker. So those are the two players that you really have to watch for them. But I think they have to address the secondary and pass rusher. Those are the two most important pieces for them just because they don't really have a lot going on there. Mario Williams was a bust. They lost Olivier Vernon last year too. I think they really need to start making some more moves. But. So I think that's a team that's going to continue to make noise, and they'll go as far as Tannehill takes him at this point because they have a bunch of talent around him.
And that's going to be very far. I'm not going to say playoffs, but we'll see. We got to wait till how everything shapes up and see.
If they're in the NFC, they wouldn't make the playoffs. But AFC is so weak, I could see it happening in a wild card.
We're gonna save the Jets for last, being that your team and stuff. So let's talk about New England.
I fucking hate you. I mean, what can you say? Like, they've easily had the best offseason. The NFL, I think Belichick and Robert Kraft just have a bunch of like weird like emails and sex tapes from all the other owners in the NFL. They're just letting them get away with highway robbery. How do they have Brandon Cooks?
How did they get Brandon Cooks?
You tell me.
I don't know.
For a 32nd overall pick, Brandon Cooks is a top 10 receiver easily. In there, he's going to be top five. Those routes he's going to run, he's a much faster Julian Edelman that's a lot younger and a lot more explosive.
And they still have Julian.
John Ross is coming into this draft as one of the top rookie receivers. He's 6 months younger than Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks has been in the league and succeeding for 2 years.
Yeah.
So the Patriots said they don't like this draft as much. They're just spending all their picks on trading for players. They also got Dwayne Allen, which is going to be one of those fucking Patriots picks that is just going to make a difference. See, the only pick I don't really like for them, only trade, I don't think Stephon Gilmore is worth the contract they gave him.
In that system, I think he'll be fine.
We'll see.
Because he did well in Buffalo.
Yeah.
You're acting like he didn't play well.
I mean, he was okay. He wasn't like a stud. They gave him crazy numbers. They should. Like, they're thinking of trading Malcolm Butler. I think Butler's much better than Stephon Gilmore. So I don't really get that. But they're the Patriots. Everyone could say they're perfect. Either way, with this offense, it doesn't fucking matter. They're getting Gronk back. Other thing I don't like, too, is they let LeGarrette Blount go for Rex Burkhead. Fucking slow white running back who had one good game, and Mike Gillisley, who's good, but I think
did you see Blunt's stats? He's going to come demand too much money. I think Blunt's in it for the money.
Well,
He won the rings.
Burkhead plus Gillisley's contract, also with the draft pick that you gave up for them. We know the Patriots,
they don't pay.
Nah, I know they don't, but like I feel like you're a better team if they're worried about winning championships, which they obviously are. They're going all in.
And then what happened? Look what they did. They won a championship last year with the team they had.
Yeah, but
they lost Gronk.
But Blunt also had 14 touchdowns last year. You got to keep that going. He's a monster in that system. So let him go. I don't trust, but
you know
what do I know? Who am I to question?
The running back over there is a revolving door.
Yeah, man. Who am I to question Bill Belichick? All right, that's the AFC.
Let's talk about the Jets, man, before we end this show. Let's talk about the Jets.
Okay. Pretty much, we need absolutely fucking everything. two players I just don't want. I'd be mad if we draft Fournette or Marshawn Lattimore just because he's injury prone. Fournette is just a big fucking back. We don't need a running back right now. We need everything else. So I don't care.
How do you feel about the signing of Mo Claiborne? You're not gonna do your Jets this dirty. That was a good signing in my opinion.
I like Mo Claiborne too. That was a cheap signing. We got to trade Sheldon Richardson just because. Why do you have 4-3-4 defensive ends? Like there's three in the 3-4 defense, and you have four defensive ends you draft in the first round. So get rid of one of them. Get a fucking edge rusher. Get everything, man. We need everything. This is
the best thing y'all could have done was let go of Geno.
Yeah, that sucks.
Cyril.
And that sucks.
Smith. The third.
He's going to start a few games for the fucking Giants, and he's going to do well. It's going to be funny to watch all these Giants fans take all their hatred back. But you ruined football for me, Jets. Thank you. I don't even care anymore. I'm a spectator. What's going to happen with the Jets is they're going to tank. They're going to go 2-14. Todd Bowles is going to get fired, unfortunately. He didn't really have a chance. And then the Jets are going to draft a top quarterback next year and be good in 3 years. So talk to 32-year-old Cody when he's fucking old and balder and has kids, and then his team will be good again. So this is for future Cody. Thank you.
Can't wait during
this time. Yeah.
Can't wait for the draft this upcoming Thursday.
Friends like these. All right, guys, this is AFC. I'll come back on NFC in a second. But thanks for listening, and appreciate you. Oh, yeah. And once again, CNC Football Podcast brought to you by No Heroes Media. And we just want to say thank you for listening. Instagram, CNC Football Podcast. That's the letter C, the word and, the letter C, Football Podcast.
Symbol. All right. You said the word. Awesome. Let's go.
All right.